Tomato.
Well, yeah, we had tomatoes and what else?
I like it fried now.
Those green things, those long green things that look slimy. Okay.
Green beans.
Yeah, we had green beans.
Squash.
We had squash and what? Okra.
Yeah.
Okra.
I see.
Fried okra is good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
So, did you think that that stuff, that food that you grew in your garden, does it taste better to you? Did it taste better to you than the stuff that you buy in the store? You think it tastes better? And
I don't know about tasting better,
but
really? It was just fresh. You liked it better than going to the store. I guess because that had been maybe gathered and kind of dried out. I don't know.
Because my mom and my grandmother swears that food today just doesn't taste the same. Just doesn't taste right.
Well, I told Gail that. I told her it don't. Not to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't taste like it. I don't believe it, do.
She says, they swear like, she's like, onion used to make you really cry. But that onion today, boy, you can't even work up a tear with that thing. And, oh, food used to taste good. It used to have a taste. Now everything just tastes the same. I don't know what they're doing to this food today. I'll hear that every time, like, we're in there and we're cooking something. She's like, oh, that food just, I don't know what they're doing. The food just doesn't taste the same anymore. Used to taste good. You had your stuff in your own garden.
Right.
And so I hear that lecture every time. So apparently I don't know what food tastes like anymore because the food just isn't good.
So you didn't have a taste of fresh food.
My grandfather just died 2 years ago, but they used to always have a garden. And so, you know, they'd have an eggplant and, the collard greens and, you know, and all of that. Oh, yeah. So that's big. But you said, you're saying you do taste a difference.
Mm-hmm. It do.
What else did y'all have besides the garden for a little while?
Do you have animals?
Beside a garden.
What else did you all raise?
We would raise something.
And we go to Newland sometime and kill them?
And take them.
We used to have one down to Uncle Fats.
A garden?
No, not a garden. What kind of animals did we have? And you like, you love the feet still now.
Oh.
What's that?
One chicken.
No.
We had some chickens. We raised some chickens and killed some
chickens. Not for the feet.
Ain't much the chicken feet.
Said we would raise
them. What kind of feet do you like now?
Feet.
Reverend Johnson brings you some now from the curb market. He brings
goodness, pig feet.
You like them pickled?
No, pickled. I don't want them pickled.
You don't like a pickled pig?
Alice like them cooked. You know that's cooked. That's cooked tender and that.
So you have pigs. You raise pigs, and then you take them and kill them?
No, we never did. Yes, we did one time.
Well, I hope you weren't eating a live pig.
Yeah. That'd be so dangerous.
We would eat pig feet. Well, we raised hogs one time.
You did?
I'm a two-eyed ring, didn't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pigs and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you would...
Wait. I got to ask now. Did you eat the whole hog?
Hush.
Are you living high on the hog? No. And the tails. It's funny because we were just watching something. And they said, we ate everything except the squeal.
Right.
Right? And then they said, but we didn't eat the chitlins. And I was like, what? And this was at our conference. We were just, and I said, what? What do you mean? And I was like, wait, I'm talking a little too loud. I was like, you didn't eat the chitlins.
But now I don't eat the chitlins.
Oh, I love chitlins.